You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a minute after 9 o'clock, and the Colorado Lottery sponsors this game of Rattle Off. We love playing it, mostly just because we like gabbing with you. You call in, and we get to kind of BS with you for a couple of moments.
Yeah.
And then we play the game where we give you a category, start a timer, and you have only 10 seconds to rattle off the name, five examples from that category. For instance, yesterday, Elizabeth got through. She was the one who caused me to question the difference between Nikes and Air Jordans, because her category was brands of shoes.
Right. We gave
we
it
had to
her.
Call in our local expert on that.
Shoe expert, Josh. Mm-hmm. What a title.
Did he ever give us what he thinks might be a dollar value of his tennis shoe collection?
No.
We should do that.
Didn't he have a pair that was worth like 30 grand or something?
No. 30 grand? I'm going to call BS on that.
15,000. 15,000,
he said. Have him come in the
studio. Come here, shoe guy. Here he comes, skipping in. All right, here he goes.
What brand of shoes do you have that's worth $15,000?
So if you went on the Google machine right now and looked up the Yeezy, which is the Kanye brand, Red Octobers, and it's the final Nike brand that he released. And I have an original pair, and they sell anywhere between, I think, $10,000 to $25,000.
Yeezy Airs. Here's some on eBay for $20,000. $20,000 and another one for $15,000. Here's a pair for $25,000. Are they in mint condition?
I have not even worn them, and I bought them for...
They're in the box. How's the condition of the box?
$200. Oh, everything is pristine in it.
Dude, these are going for like $20,000 now.
Yeah, I have not touched them, and I will not touch them.
How high can they go?
Exactly.
There's a pair of Yeezy 2 Red October sneakers that... shot up to like 16 million.
What?
Those ones, I think, weren't those the ones like signed by Kanye himself or something like that?
I don't know. I'm just reading a story. It's from several years ago.
Mine are not signed.
So you have a $15,000 pair of shoes.
And you're an 8.5? Is that what size they are?
I'm sorry? No, I'm an 11. I'm personally an 11.
You're not a size.
You're an
11.
8.5.
All of
nine,
my shoes.
You're nine.
The shoes
tops.
I'm wearing right now are size 11.
Nine tops.
Wow.
How tall are you? 5'8"?
I'm 5'10". Y'all are really lowballing me here.
You're not 5'10". We went through this with our last producer.
Okay, I am a solid 3 inches taller than Derek.
I kid you not. We got out a tape measure because he was always embellishing his height.
Might have to do that again.
I'm down. You can do that.
Take off your 8.5 so when we do it.
My doctor said so.
My doctor.
Yeah, but we don't allow you to stand on tippy toes when we measure you, though.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Well, that's an expensive pair of shoes, dude.
Yeah.
Total for your entire collection, what's the value?
I don't know. I'd have to. It's a lot. We kind of did this. Didn't we say if I have...
I don't remember.
I think we said just under 100,000.
Good night.
You have $100,000 worth of shoes.
No, just under. So let's say 90.
I don't know. It's
90 grand.
From all the shoes that I've bought and sold and bought and sold, it's around that.
Man. So you could buy a Tesla with your shoe collection.
I'd have to sell all of them, but probably, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. I didn't mean you could just tell the people at the dealership, hey, I got these shoes. They're like, here, have a car.
Comes in with bags of shoes. This should cover it.
You show them a picture of your Yeezys, and they're like, oh, my God.
Do you have any bigger? Do you have any bigger shoes?
Take a Model S. Here.
Are these kid size?
My son will love these.
All right, let's play the game.
Okay, good night.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. See, we are still playing Rattle Off. Brought to you by the Colorado Lottery. We need you to call right now. Jeremy, what's the prize?
Our winner is going to get a $25 gift card to Target. You can go buy some shoelaces.
303-691-1MIX. We need players right now. Don't wait for other people. You call. 303-691-1649, and we'll play Rattle Off in just about 3.5 minutes. Hey, I should be happier. I want you to be happier. Thanks for spending your Tuesday morning with the Dom and Jeremy Show here at Mix 100. The time has come to play Rattle Off, brought to you by the Colorado Lottery. Hey, Justin, what are you doing this morning?
I just got done snow plowing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
for
doing
that. Got a big blade on the front of your vehicle, I guess?
So, yep, plow for Douglas County.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's got to be a relaxing gig, right? You're just out there by yourself plowing away in the morning.
Yep, having a little jam session.
So let me ask you, because I've always been curious about this. For somebody who's a professional snow plower, what's your biggest pet peeve with people when you're plowing?
Honestly, I guess it would be people who live in subdivisions and park their cars on the street instead of their driveways.
Sure.
Makes it hard to get through and clean the road for you.
Yep. I hate that, too. I hate people that park on the street.
Agreed.
Park in your driveway. Did you bring snacks today?
I did, yeah.
What are you snacking on?
My wife actually packed me some stuff. I'm pretty lucky. I got some oranges and some Doritos. And then a snack pack. You can't go wrong with a snack pack.
Oranges? That seems a little difficult to try to peel an orange while you're plowing.
hitting all those parked cars down in the Highlands Ranch.
Yeah. Your hands all sticky.
He's got no comment.
No. That's nice of your wife to do that, though. That's cute.
So.
All right, Justin.
Hey, Justin, how long have you done this job?
About 2 years.
Ever hit anything?
A couple mailboxes.
Like, not my problem. Keep on going.
Do you just keep going and act like nothing happened?
Yeah, I just tell them to bill me.
You holler out the window, bill me!
If you can find me.
Rolls his crank window down and his hand stuck to it because he's got orange sticky fingers. All right, let's do the game.
I bet between the orange and the Doritos, I know you ate the Doritos first.
You kind of would have to because...
I didn't eat the orange.
Hence the sticky fingers, and then you get Doritos dust on your sticky fingers. It's a nightmare.
Do you hear him? He did not eat the orange. So yeah. as he was plowing some of those residential areas down in Highlands Ranch, he rolled his window down and threw the orange at some of those cars on the street.
Just the cars parked on the street.
That's right, man. All right.
You're a funny man. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's been difficult the last couple of days for people, I think, but some of these today are kind of easy. So now that I've said that, I'm really setting you up here. But really,
see,
Justin,
keep in mind, I've been up since 11:30.
Dang, you do sound tired, man.
I don't think I want somebody at the controls of a snowplow who's been awake for, you know, and doing it for like 12 hours.
Fine. He slept beforehand, I'm sure.
Maybe. Can you see a sleep-deprived snowplow driver?
Yes, I can imagine that.
It's like a pilot, you know. We don't want either one of you sleep-deprived. 10 seconds, Mr. Justin. We need five. If you don't get this one, five types of cookies. Five types of cookies. Doesn't have to be brands, but types. Ready? And go.
Chocolate chip, oatmeal, raisin, M&M, peanut butter, and sugar. Oreo, wafers.
You're a sugar cookie. Listen, Justin, as a public service to everyone who's listening, can you tell me what you did there that would make us very happy with you? You kept going after five, and you kept adding to the list.
Dom pounds that into people.
And that's exactly what you did, because I may have questioned the M&M. I know there are some cookies that are made with M&Ms.
Yeah, that's M&M cookies. I would have
had your
back.
Doesn't matter, because he threw in wafers and a few others. You're a
winner!
Woo.
Cool beans.
Shut up, Justin.
A bean cookie.
You're a goof. Hey, listen, hold on. And Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you all about your gift card. Okay, buddy?
Sweet.
All right.
All right. Get some sleep, Justin.
This guy, we got the most chill
contestant. Dude needs a nap, man.
You know he scraped a couple of parked cars this morning.
Took out a couple BMWs, probably.
There you go. That's your game of Rattle Off for today. Are we going to play again tomorrow morning
at 9?
I think we probably will. So.